Okay, today with me is Andy. Andy came to me for knee weakness. He couldn't climb stairs before without using his hand, both hand to pull a lot. So I'll let Andy describe his problem and how our treatment had helped him. Andy?
Okay, Dr. Tong. Actually, I got a gout like about over 10 years ago.
Okay.
And each year I got like about one or twice. You know, inflammation, very, very painful. And I went to doctors, and then he gave me some kind of anti-inflammatory. And after one or two weeks, and then it's gone. But and then the gout come back. So
they treat the symptom. They never treat the root cause. That's why the problem keep coming back. Yes.
And then I read a newspaper about your... How do you treat people for this kind of painful problems? And then I come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I come to you, like two or three times, you did not only acupuncture, but I did also some kind of injections things.
Yes.
And then about two or three treatments later, and then I start to be able to climb slowly, upstairs without my hand handing to anything.
Okay, before, how hard you had to pull to with your hand to climb stairs?
Even I have my hand over the railing.
Yes.
And then I still felt kind of very difficult to climb upstairs.
Okay, even with your hand pulling on the railing, you still have much difficulty climbing the stairs.
Yeah.
And now you can do it slowly without your hands.
It's correct. And upstairs and downstairs, I have the same problem.
Oh,
but
I see.
But now I can go upstairs and downstairs slowly. But I still feel a little weak.
Okay. And you have only three treatments so far.
Uh-huh.
How come you're not continuing treatment?
So I'm continue for a few more, and hopefully that I can. And by the way, I'm the tennis player.
Oh yes.
And so that I start to go back to the court and play some tennis.
So you can play tennis.
So now I can run, but just a short, like about 3-4 years, no more.
Uh-huh.
But I try to preserve my energy.
Well, one of the reasons that I want to try to get you talking is that you're afraid of needles. You know, after three treatment, you're not you stop coming. Okay. You should continue the treatment, and you should be also on especially the homeopathic. That will give you the strength. Homeopathic gives you the strength.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the herb balances your body. It doesn't work as fast as the homeopathic supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, you have this problem for 10 years, and how long have you been worse, much worse?
Actually, only last year, because before the gout came down to the two, only
two,
one, the big two.
Yeah.
And then last year, it came out twice.
Okay.
To my left knee.
Yes.
And I feel kind of, very troubling, you know.
Yeah, so after last year, when you involve your knee, that's when you start having a lot of weaknesses.
A lot of weakness. And then not only the left knee, but also the right knee.
Okay. How long have it been that you cannot climb stairs without using a hand to pull hard? How many months?
Like about 3 months.
3 months?
3 months.
And 3 months ago, you were able to walk upstairs?
I could not, but now as I said...
How long have you not been able to walk upstairs without using your hands?
Like about 3-4 weeks ago, like after two or three treatments.
No, okay. We just want to know how long have you had trouble climbing stairs and you need to use your hands?
Oh, about 3-4 months.
Okay, 3-4 months ago you...
Since
November.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't walk upstairs without using your hands.
Upstairs and downstairs.
Upstairs and downstairs. And before then, you were able to walk up?
Yes.
Okay, so 3-4 months, and then we only have to give you three treatments.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, Noah, we'll do another interview with you when you have more treatment.
Okay.
Sooner or later, you'll be able to... I can promise you, I treat your gout, I treat the root cause of problem. The chance of you getting cured is like 99%.
Okay.
If you do take supplements and do more treatment and do a homeopathic, just a few more.
Mm-hmm.
And don't try to do it once a month. That's too far apart.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Now, at this time, I plan to do acupuncture like once a week.
Okay.
And then I think that after
some
more time.
Okay, great. Thanks very much for the interview. Okay. We'll talk to you later. Okay.
Thank you.